You're listening to SBS News.
At the Booker Counting Centre, a prayer is held on a momentous day towards the birth of a new nation. Joseph Witawi is Parliamentary Select Chairman of the autonomous Bougainville Government.
This is a very exciting moment. This day has been a day that a lot of people in Bougainville, we have died, we have suffered, we felt the pain, and the moment has come.
The referendum results were broadcast live on grainy social media video. The island of Bougainville voting overwhelmingly in favour of breaking away from Papua New Guinea, with nearly 98% of voters opting to become an independent country. The Australian National University's Gordon Peake attended the announcement.
So this is a day that many Bougainvillians thought would never come. There was probably about 1,000 people in the room. You could have dropped a pin and have heard it. It was so quiet. And when the result was declared, there was a big cheer. And then many of the women in the room broke out into a hymn of praise.
Residents were asked to choose between greater autonomy from Papua New Guinea or complete independence. The referendum, however, isn't binding, so negotiations will now take place between leaders from Bougainville and Papua New Guinea, before the PNG Parliament has the final say. The day has come after much bloodshed. The referendum formed a key part of a 2001 peace agreement that ended a civil war, in which at least 15,000 people were killed. The violence had been triggered by a large copper mine at Panguna, a huge export earner for PNG. But many in Bougainville didn't feel they received any benefit, only disruption and pollution. Since the conflict, the mine has remained shut, with some speculating it could reopen to become a revenue source for an independent Bougainville. There are also some geopolitical concerns for the future of Australia's neighbour, with Bougainville considering financial offers from China. During the war, General Sam Cowona was the commander of the Bougainville Revolutionary Army, or BRA. He says an independent Bougainville could choose its own alliances.
China is the superpower in the world. We are free. Bougainville is free to be choosing whichever countries that we can have the best deal with.
But the process of Bougainville becoming the world's newest nation could take years. Amy Hall, SBS News.